views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio, and welcome to the first show of July 2019. Our topic today is You Are Free, and it was inspired by the upcoming July 4th holiday celebrated here in the U.S. Now, my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, they wish to remind all of us that we have been blessed with documents such as the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution that remind us about being free. But this idea of freedom that they're speaking about, well, it predates all documents, not only in the U.S., but in all countries, as it was created for us by Source, by God, the highest source of all. Now, each and every one of us has been blessed and gifted with free will and limitless potential, which allows us to co-create infinite possibilities for our lives. You know, with our natures being divine and eternal, we are each so powerful that with our free will, we can even choose to think that we are not free. That's how powerful we are. We're completely free to keep perpetuating whatever unsatisfying, negative, painful illusions of struggle and separation that we choose to remain in. That's how free we are. So with this in mind, how much are you exercising your freedom? You know, if you are choosing and perpetuating thoughts of, let's say, lack and scarcity, competition, fear, and adhering to what others say you should do, which ultimately creates and perpetuates a constant loop of experiencing more lack and scarcity and more separation from our joy and our passion. Now, a perfect example of this was a young client of mine years ago, and I'll call her Tony. Tony had been recommended to me by her doctor as she was deeply depressed. At 30 years of age, Tony explained that she hated her job. She hated living with her parents. She hated everything about her life. She told me that years ago, she had great hopes and dreams of becoming a hairdresser, an esthetician, and had enrolled in beauty school. And although she was very good at her 2-year hairdressing course, she quit right before her final exams, as she was sure that she would never, ever be able to pass them. Now, since dropping out of beauty school, she found herself floundering, and she took a job as a checkout girl at her local grocery store. Not having enough money to pay rent, she lived with her parents, and she longed for the day that she would be able to be independent and to live on her own. Now, I asked her to close her eyes and take a few deep breaths. And I said, Tony, if you could wish for anything in the world, what would you wish for? Well, not having given much thought about her life, except what she lacked and how miserable it was, I saw her face straining to come up with an answer. Suddenly, she burst out aloud, I really would love to travel. Upon this announcement, I felt her energies lifting, and a sliver of a smile crept across her face. Then, all of a sudden, just as quickly as it appeared, her smile vanished, and she opened her eyes and declared, but I don't have any money, so I'm not free to travel. Well, the posse of angels immediately said to her, your seeming ability to not be able to travel has more to do with your attitude and your perception and the sad state of hopeless despair that you choose to perpetuate and remain in, rather than the case of not having any money. I suggested that we start to have a look at some of her options that she did have in her life to help her to be happy, to set her free. Suddenly, the posse of angels showed me the vision of an ocean liner. Now, I shared with Tony that she was given the wonderful gift of being creative with hair and beauty. And if she just had the smallest, teeniest little faith of a mustard seed and trust in herself, and she went on to finish her degree, then doors of opportunity would open up for her. I suggested that she could be a hairdresser on a cruise ship. And in this way, she could travel the world. She could save her salary because she wouldn't have to pay for her room or food. And as I was speaking to her, she told me that she was getting goosebumps and shivers, and she was actually smiling. She mentioned that she had 5 younger siblings, and she loved children, and she loved babysitting. I said, for another option, did she ever think of becoming a nanny or an au pair? Now, at this time, I was living in Australia, and I said, with your love of travel and children, you could take a job as a nanny in England and again save rent, food, car, and money by being a nanny. And looking over at Tony's face, it was beaming, and she could choose to free herself. She was so excited about her options. I also noted on her resume that she could speak 3 languages. She spoke English, she spoke French, and she spoke Italian. Her mother was Italian and her father was French. I asked if she ever thought about teaching English as a second language overseas. If she chose this option, once she finished a course to teach overseas, the language school helps participants to find positions in different countries. Listeners, I cannot tell you how much of a dark cloud started to lift off of this young girl's face. As she sat taller She was upright, animated at these suggestions, and armed with this new enthusiasm and these revealed options, she left my office with hope and faith in herself restored. Now, so whatever happened to Tony, I found out later that she called her former beauty school and they gave her full credit for the three quarters of the degree that she had already accomplished. And she went on to sit her exams and she passed them. And the year afterwards, I received a photo from her standing in front of a huge cruise ship docked in Hong Kong Harbor. And she had the biggest smile on her face. And on the back of the photo, it read, "Thank you for changing my life." Now, Tony was able to fly and travel to foreign shores because she allowed herself to willingly give up the negativity, the self-imposed restrictions and lack and hopelessness that was binding her, and it was impeding her freedom to experience happiness. You know, we each have the freedom to put into action and motion our inalienable rights as human beings. And the Posse of Angels wants to remind us all of the freedoms that we do have. Firstly, we are all free to choose to be happy. Now, as I've said many times before, this doesn't depend on anything external, although the media will and different other people with different other agendas will tell you, you'll be happy when you get this car or when you get this job or when you look this way or when you dress this way. So-called success, things like money, material things, nor does it even rest on our current situation. Happiness is not about even our current situation. For our current situation is nothing more than our thoughts, our words, and our feelings that we previously believed in and we chose and perpetuated in order to have manifested our current reality that we're living in. You know, in previous radio programs, I've shared insights that we are so infinite and limitless as multidimensional beings that our current reality is only a finite sliver of our abilities to create. And if we look around and we see a reality that we feel has us painted into some imagined corner, it's because we've ceased to understand that each and every one of us has a full, limitless set of paints to create and design new options for ourselves. Whether we choose to open ourselves to experience the freedoms to create new options in our life, well, that's another story. Secondly, we all have the freedom to be grateful and appreciative for what we have. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that the energy of being grateful and appreciative are so healing and so extraordinary that it can take a life that is filled with negativity and somebody who perpetually goes to that stage of perceiving lack and scarcity and being grateful and appreciative turns those energies around to for us to be positive and optimistic and hopeful. And I've said many times before, with hope, everything, absolutely everything is possible. I've helped countless people in my last 16 years as a healing practitioner through my lovely business, Angel Healing House, to see their lives from different and higher perspectives. And in this way, they begin to be clear enough to see areas where there are opportunities and options to make movement forward in their lives. You know, it is funny when we choose to focus on and remain stagnant in a state of despair and hopelessness that our eyes remain blind to those now apparent options that really were there all the time. They were available the whole time. It was just our limitless sight at that stage that we chose not to see those options. Another thing that about freedom is we all have the freedom to forgive. Now, the Posse of Angels wants to remind us that we do not forgive by saying, "I forgive you." We forgive and we lift the burden of forgiveness off our souls by saying, "Please forgive me," which is a very different energy. The energy behind, "I forgive you," well, that's still apportioning some blame for something that happened. When we say, "Please forgive me," we take accountability for our part in contributing to something happening, even if we cannot figure out how we contributed. We start to release the burden of not forgiving, and we lift that off of our souls. And when we freely forgive, a couple of things come in. We experience untold peace and untold happiness when we completely forgive. Now, one of the greatest freedoms that we all have is the freedom to be responsible for our lives. Yet responsibility, it scares many people, and they continually give away their freedom as they allow someone else to dictate to them what they should think, what they should believe in, and how they should act. Sigmund Freud said most people don't want freedom, because freedom involves responsibility, and most people are frightened of responsibility. But to not exercise our freedoms of responsibility, no matter how frightening it is to allow someone else to capture us and utilize and manipulate us for their purposes. The most important kind of freedom is to be who you really are, authentically, honestly, openly, and transparently. I can tell you, as I live this way, it is so freeing. Ultimately, if one does not take responsibility for what one believes in, they trade in their reality for another person's or another group's agenda. By conforming to something that goes counter to who you are, you may unknowingly choose to wear someone else's costume, someone else's mask, and demonstrate that you're not a free individual and that you can be easily manipulated. You know, we each have the freedom to express ourselves creatively and to share our endeavors with great passion and enthusiasm. Yet, I've heard from many clients who profess that they would love to create. Many of them, when they learn that I'm an author, and they would like to write a book, they'd like to paint, or they'd like to learn a musical instrument, but that they say they're not creative and they have no talent. Well, the Posse of Angels could not disagree with these people more, as they're assuring us that everyone with talents, abilities, and gifts, it's our inherent right to honor them by sharing them with others. For instance, take painting. We may not have all the ability to paint like Picasso and draw women who look like dogs, or paint like Michelangelo and feel an urge to decorate the ceiling of a chapel, but we can certainly utilize our art supplies and grace a canvas with our efforts. Thank goodness that we are all individuals. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that so many people out there stop themselves from creating because they feel that they're not good enough, or because they are under the illusion that there's too much competition out there. It's like when I channeled my first book, Angels of Faith. After bringing it forth, I could have said, "Well, I won't bother publishing it because there have been so many books written about angels, and who am I to publish my story?" But then I realized that God, in his inimitable fashion, did not give this unique story to anyone else in any space, time, and dimension. And nobody had ever written a book before with my individual fingerprints and energies. And even the confines of the most horrific circumstances in which physical freedoms were denied, there have been instances of extraordinary people who still chose to hold tight to their freedom within. Nobody can take that freedom within. Some examples of those people are Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, who was in the Vernavestra prison, I believe, for 26 years. And he kept that spark of freedom alive within himself. And Elie Wiesel, who wrote the book Night and went through the Holocaust. They all kept that freedom within. The more we practice these inalienable rights, the more the world will eventually come to know true freedom. How can we expect the world to be free when we are just the reflection of that external world? So that's why it's so important to practice these inalienable rights of freedom. We all have the freedom of choice as to whether we're going to speak a kind word, give someone a smile, meet them halfway for the price of peace, or lend a hand of generosity to somebody. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that one of the greatest illusions which was ever perpetuated is that as humans, we are not free. And they are emphasizing that we are all here and free to make a difference in the world. For that is why we incarnated at this momentous time and shift in Earth's history. Please do remember that each of us is a powerful, multidimensional being who is free to operate in a vast quantum web of possibilities and opportunities throughout dimensions, space, and time. And the Posse of Angels is assuring all of us that along with our individual, powerful, divine, eternal natures, we are connected to all of life. So they're suggesting using our powerful, connected, individual energy to feel free to take a fresh, new look and see ways we can each freely choose to make the world a brighter, more loving, compassionate, unified, and a peaceful place. And with just a few minutes left, speaking about hitting the refresh button, this is a great time. When I come back after the break, I'm going to be speaking a little bit about the two revealing, enormously energetic eclipses. First one that's going to be today in the new moon of Cancer, which is a full solar eclipse. If you are not happy with any or any part of your current reality, I'd like to read out a poem, and it gives us the courage and the hope and the strength to transcend whatever dark, undesirable reality we find ourselves in, turn ourselves to the light of a brand new day. And the poem goes like this: there's always a light in the darkness, a glimmer of shimmering hope. Through the depths of despair, gleams a miracle there, calling for courage to cope. You know, there's always a light in the darkness, a sparkle we rarely perceive. In the dense and the dark dwells a radiant spark, if only we dare to believe. There's always a light in the darkness, a glowing from out of the gloom. In the midst of the muck lies a lane beyond luck, a star shine dispelling the doom. There's always a light in the darkness, a path we can barely pursue. As we battle and bleed, we are bound to succeed. In the colorless dark lies the hue. There's always a light in the darkness. However despairing it seems, in the worst of life's game, if you seek out this flame, it will lead you beyond shattered dreams. There's always a light in the darkness in the blackest occasions of strife. When it all falls apart, if there's faith in your heart, a new dawn will shine in your life. For there's always a light in the darkness, a river to refloat our ark. Though we're battered and bruised, though we're battered and bored, there is love and the Lord. Yes, there's always a light in the dark. So find that light, and that light is not outside of yourself. That light comes from within. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings. If you want to call into the show, do call in on 1-800-930-2819, and myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels, would love to speak with you. We'll see you after the break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff. Angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. A quick reminder, if you are looking for summer reading that, you know, you're on the beach, you're in a park, you're taking advantage of some downtime with some beautiful weather, I'll remind you about my beautiful books. I have One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, which tells the story about my extraordinary past lives, five of them most important, and what I did between those lives in my One True Home. So, and the sequel to that is my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of me, Angel Ariel, as I had a walk-in experience in January of 2003. You can get all of these books. Oh, there's Angels of Faith as well. Don't forget my first book, Angels of Faith. So you can get all of those books on either my website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com, or they can be purchased on Amazon. And I Am an Angelic Walk-In is on Audible. It's as it's an audio book. So let me just remind you before we go to those callers that we are experiencing, as I said, a new moon in Cancer today, July 2nd. And new moons are about new beginnings, of course, But this one being in Cancer is about home, family, and our emotional journey. Now, added to the intensity of new moon today as well, huge energy, there's a total solar eclipse, and we may be which may have us experiencing upheaval. Where we live, our locations, we may be called to take a deep look at what we really need and where we need to be in order to feel nurtured and safe. While many of us will be starting again, as we'll be called to travel for work, jobs, or business, to live in new locations, there are some who will stay where they are. But they'll put their focus on creating a safe, comfortable space, coming home to their roots, feeling both emotional and physical security. Now, with the eclipse's energetic intensity, it may be asking you to create important change in your life. What that will look like is different from all of us, but we will all be shown signs and messages from the angels on how to step forward and take action when the timing is divine. Now, remember that the eclipses, they bring about truth. Truth comes to light and makes things shift into your reality really fast, with its power to reveal and shine a light on what is in the dark. Out of the blue, unexpected answers to our prayers could be presented. While some of these revelations could bring wish fulfillment, there is a caveat with all eclipses. We always have to give up something in order to get what we want. And so now is a time in which certain sacrifices must have to be made in order for our wishes to come true. So take a deep breath at this time. Take time to prioritize. And most importantly, use your heartfelt desires and intuition to guide you before making any decisions. And just one last thing is Mercury goes retrograde on July 7th. So in a few days, we will have 3 weeks of that standstill time when we will have the time to review and re-edit and relook at our lives in order for that forward motion in August towards the fall, end of summer, towards the fall. And it's very powerful. So do take advantage of it. We have several callers on the line. Let's go to our first caller. We have DC Love in Pennsylvania. DC, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. How are you?
Hello, Candy. It is so wonderful to reconnect with you. Oh, my goodness. I saw your advertisement for the show, and I just felt like I had to hear your beautiful voice.
Oh, you're absolutely gorgeous. For those out there, DC and I go back, oh my gosh, 8-10 years ago when I was first starting out on Blog Talk Radio. And she has her own radio show, and she is such a beautiful, beautiful light to others. What's been happening in your world, sweetheart?
Well, it's been really exciting. I'm growing by leaps and bounds, and I'm finally writing my first book. Oh. And I have to thank you, Candy. You are the one that helped me to come out of the spiritual closet.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? I remember. You're like a little chick when we first encountered one another. We've never met physically, but doesn't mean that our hearts aren't connected. And you were so hungry for that spiritual knowledge and also frightened by it because, you know, yes. When that much light is shining in, we diminish or we choose, you know, because of those around us. We don't want to shine so brightly. We don't want to step out. And it was so wonderful to see your growth.
Oh, thank you. I just love you so much. And, you know, because of your help, I am free and I'm doing what I love. And I was just wondering, do the angels have any messages for me today?
Okay, let's go to the cards. First of all, I can hear applause. They are so happy that you're writing this book. And they're saying, please, DC, don't try to figure out where this book will go and what will happen to it, because we will show you signs. They're showing you being interviewed about this, about your book, and they're saying that your book is going to be your calling card to talk about your message. I mean, you go by DC Love. I mean, this message of love and connectedness and unity and peace, and they're showing me this, you sitting in these interviews with your book so passionately and enthusiastically speaking about what you do. So they're applauding you for this wonderful, wonderful addition. They're saying there's additional energy of love to share with the planet. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. The first card for you is the Strength card. Of course, it's the eighth card. The eighth number is about prosperity and wealth and abundance. Can be financial, but it's also about emotional abundance. And we're speaking about freedom today. You have had felt like this book needed to come out for a while now. With writing the book, you will get a sense of freedom. You will get a sense of being more of yourself. And they're saying, they're not preempting anything, but they're saying, don't be surprised if you feel down the track or soon like there is another book. There might be a sequel to this. There might be a workbook to this. This might be opening up a Pandora's box of DC Love, the author, as you go on to create, because this newfound strength in you is coming out to want to be heard even more and shared on a larger platform. Next card. Wow. Keep writing, girl. You got the Six of Wands. This is the victory card. This is not only victory and triumph, but this is also the card of being recognized and supported and promoted. And so often when we believe in ourselves and we really are authentic and put ourselves out there, it's amazing how then others are drawn to that beautiful energy of ours. And the third card, well, the third card is the Four of Pentacles. And this card is also saying that it will be financially remunerating for you. You will see this not only in your abundance emotionally, but it will bring in the a more of a stable, they're saying stable and secure foundation for you. So if you do look at all these three cards, all that I'm seeing is bright, sunny yellow. And, you know, also they're saying that you could be traveling with this as well. I don't know. Maybe you'll be asked to speak. Maybe you'll be asked to do presentations elsewhere. But they're saying, please be open to all kinds of possibilities. And they're saying, don't limit yourself. I'll choose one more card, which is unusual. We only usually choose three. But the one card that they want me to choose from this is Breaking Trail. A breakthrough is at hand. These are beautiful cards. These are by Denise Lynn, L-I-N-N, and they're called the Sacred Traveler cards. And this one is called The Breaking of Trail. And I'll go to the explanation here. And it just says, it's not about following the path ahead, but your own trail. It's time to stop standing on the edge of life. Just take a leap. Your patience is going to pay off. Don't let fear keep you from moving forward. This is truly a time to allow yourself to experience the fear and do it anyway. Something for which you've been waiting for a long time is about to come to fruition. Don't be afraid to jump in with both feet. Your efforts will help create a trail for others to follow. So that's an absolutely beautiful confirmation.
That's amazing. I have goosebumps from head to toe. And Candy, I have to thank you again, because, you know, one of the first readings I had received from you, you told me that I would be on radio, and I was like, oh my gosh, no way. I can't do that. And you gave me the confidence, you know, to really to take that leap of faith, and it's just been so amazing.
Oh, well, you are amazing. And you have, over the years, you've helped so many people with your enthusiasm, with your love and your compassion for others. and your connectivity. So they're applauding you. They're applauding your new work, and they're saying, keep writing, and then this will open up a new trail for you to help others. So I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
Oh, that has, Candy. God bless you. You're one of my earth angels. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Have an absolutely glorious day. Take care, DC.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you so much, DC, for calling in. And momentous time with new things, new creative projects. Just say yes. You say yes if it excites you and you feel fear, please feel the fear and do it anyway, because the Conscious Collective is now at a stage where it's nothing less than fulfilling our soul's destiny, what's going to be brought to our doorsteps. Let's go to our next caller. We have Florence in Texas. Hi, Florence. You're on the line with Claire Candy.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Actually, I know you, Candy. I'm in Monterey.
Oh, you're in Monterey. This is the Florence. I know Florence. Hi.
You know me.
I know you very well. How are you?
Yes. Oh, fine. Just some challenges in the last week or so. So,
well, energetically, it's a time where it's stirring things up for us. And with these two eclipses, you know, those of us that are empaths and really feel emotions, you know, are getting knocked around. And Mercury is going retrograde on the 7th. So it's a big energetic time.
Definitely, it is. Yeah, I just have to, last Wednesday I got a notice. My mother, we live together, my mother and I, noticed that we have to leave the apartment we're living in like, you know, 2 months. We have 2 months, even though we're going to try to add a third month. But, I know changes happen, but it's just, when I look at the cost of rent from, like, you know, the whole state of California, it's just kind of very overwhelming. So anyway, it's that. I mean, I do massage. I've been doing it for over 10 years now. Mm-hmm. And it's a great profession. I've learned a lot. And I'm very overwhelmed now, even though we're going to attempt to try to see if we can stay in this apartment, but I don't know. I mean, I know that sometimes there's reasons for everything.
Right. Okay. So what I'm getting is... everything is in the meantime, okay? And everything, where you are is past your use-by date. And we dream of things. We ask the angels for things. We pray for things. And in order for things to change, things need to change. The energies, how long have you been in that apartment or your mom's apartment?
Over 5 years.
That's a long time. You're not the same people that you were 5 years ago. And so the surrounding areas, the apartment itself, you need, the posse of angels are saying, change your attitude, change your life. So change your attitude, Florence, and start saying, I am so excited about this new place. Because this new place is going to bring me new possibilities. It's going to bring me new opportunities. It's going to bring me new connections. And it's going to be the fulfillment of what I have been praying and asking God and the angels for. So instead of putting all your efforts into trying to extend this, you then say to God and the angels, well, first of all, I have to ask you, is this the last apartment in the world for you to live in? And you, of course,
I've just been wanting to move out of the area for a while, but I've had obstacles and financial situations, so I haven't been able to, you know, I wanted to move more down in Southern California, you know.
Right, right.
But
there were times where you came and visited and visited down here to have a look and see what it is. You know, don't limit yourself by the money. Don't limit yourself by saying, "Oh, you know, Southern California is so expensive," or this is that, or it's there's a myriad of miracles the way the universe can give to you. And if you're only looking at it myopically through just money, then you're limiting and you're restricting the way things can come in for you. So imagine imagine yourself, say, thank you, please show me, us living in a beautiful place with, you can say minimum rent, you can say, or you don't even have to put, because you could be gifted a place to live. You could be, somebody who wants, who's going overseas for 2 years, and suddenly they say, this would be perfect for you. Pay us a minimum rent and you can then look after the place for us. You know, there's a number of ways that the universe can miraculously step up to the universe only desires what you desire. And so many times, Florence, we are the ones that limit ourselves. Open yourself up to receive. And look at this as a huge blessing that's being opened for you now to experience more of life and more of the fulfillment of your dreams. The first card that comes in for you is the death card.
Yeah.
This is over.
Death.
Death is about endings endings in order for beginnings to happen.
Wow.
Okay. Okay, couldn't be any more clear that it's time for you to move on, and the only thing that will change the energies is your looking at it as a blessing to move forward. Now, the next card that you have is also a major arcana card, and when more than one major arcana card comes in a three card reading, it means that it's important. And the Lover's card is about the choice that you need to make. You can choose to stay. You can say to the angels, please show me the next place that I'm going to be living where I can be of best service. And let me be open to receiving that. And if you're staying in the present moment and you're observant about life, then you will very clearly see those signs. So that's a very important card. And the next card, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I would go out and buy a lottery ticket if I were you. The third card is the Sun card. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Three major arcana cards about you moving. And the Sun card tells you that where you're going to be moving will be radiant and shining and illuminating for you. And you just have to trust. You have to trust that light in yourself that when something is over, sweetheart, it's over. And it's over because you are a child of God, as we are all children of God, and you will be led. Allow yourself to be led. I'm so very excited for you. I'm going to choose another card, the Sacred Traveler card,
which
I am just so enamored of these cards. And I think, I know the Posse of Angels led me to these cards because, of this feeling of people now getting this feeling inside of them that it's time to travel. It's time to change. Time to change up their lives so that they could live with more passion and ethically. Okay, let's go to these cards and see what comes out. This card is surrendering to the journey. Oh my gosh, I love it. Surrendering to the journey.
<That's>
and it says, release your control. How about that? Isn't that amazing? Okay, I'll just
great.
Isn't that great? I'll just read the little blurb here. It says, surrendering is not giving up. You're not yielding to a force outside of yourself. You're opening to your soul. By releasing hold, you allow the creative force of the universe to spiral through you, which brings inspiration and direction into your life. Sometimes the journey goes a different way than expected, and when it does, don't resist. There are times you can see the path, but you don't know where it leads. Not knowing where you're going can activate inspiration, insight. You cannot discover new oceans and distant shores unless you have the courage to let go of where you are. You don't have to do it all yourself. Your angelic support is all around you. Simply open your heart, receive, and allow it to come in. So, okay, that can't be any more succinct about surrendering to this new journey. I hope all that's been helpful for you, Florence.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Candy. I have to say one more thing is that I, in a way, like I would constantly, in an internal voice, oh, I want to leave this area. I want to leave this place. I want to leave. Like I would constantly say that. I was like, oh, my God, I hope I didn't manifest this. But it was probably that deep, you know, like down the soul, deep yearning.
Yes.
To like,
yes.
That's what you were,
that, like that's it, what was prompting you to say that, because it was time to move on. You didn't manifest this. Yeah, it was just time to move on. I'm going to go to my next caller now. It's so lovely to hear your voice, and give my love to your mom.
Sure. Thank you so much, Candy. You're a very wise lady, and you're very inspirational, and I'm very grateful for your advice.
Thank you. So much, sweetheart. You call in anytime you want. Have a beautiful day.
Sure. Okay, you too.
Okay, bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have Tawanda in Arizona. Lovely Tawanda, you're online with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
It's been a long time coming, Candy Hall. How have you been?
I am well. Beautiful to hear your voice. You know, all of these people that have been calling in today have been with me for a very long time. And I'm not surprised, because with Mercury retrograde coming up, people from your past come back. So it's beautiful to hear your voice. How have you been?
Girl, it's been challenging. Actually, been challenged for several years now. I believe I've been trying to connect with you, and I've been traveling, and this life has been going on. As I said, today was a day, and I'm so glad I called in and I had to hear your wonderful voice.
Oh, you're so sweet. So do you have a question for the Posse of Angels?
Yes. Really just been challenging. I think probably once again, you and I have a history. Been a couple years now since my book came out, kind of brought the book down, workshop, just a lot of ups and downs and turnarounds and things, really not moving forward. I felt at one time I kind of checked out. And where I'm at right now, I know the energy is very intense and some really great things are happening. And I would like the positive angels to know and some insight on where I am and how I can move forward.
Okay. The most important thing that I'm hearing, Tawanda, is don't get your identity from what you've done in the past. Don't worry that the book should have gone somewhere, or this should have happened, or that should have happened. All you have to worry about now is what makes Tawanda happy. That's all you have to worry about. What is it that makes your heart sing? Don't think about that you have to help and save and enable the world, and because that's all over with. The conscious collective is now at a point where all we need to do is to tap into our joy and our passion. So that might look like something totally different from what you've done in the past 2, 5, 10, 20 years. But where we are now is in a time of karmic compensation, in which all the good that we did for the ascension of the planet, and all that we did, the books, the radio, the, you know, I remember being interviewed by you. I mean, all of those things that we did because we did it out of love. But now we're being karmically compensated for that, and that will come in. But it's the most important part for you is to tap into what makes Tawanda happy. And it may look totally different from what you've done before. I've only got about 3 minutes to go, sweetheart, but I'll pull you some cards. The Knight of Pentacles is confirming that your abundance is going to come in around what makes you happy. And that could be anything. That could be working with children. That could be working with others. That could be, you know, something in the artistic field. Don't worry anymore with what you've done before. Get on your horse, plod along and just do what makes your heart sing. The next card that's coming out for you is the Seven of Cups. This could be a myriad of things. It's just showing open up and dream much bigger than you have, because they're saying at times you've often restricted yourself and you need to really open yourself up to receive all that the universe has for you. And the next thing is the Eight of Pentacles is do what you love doing card, and others will then recognize those gifts, your gifts and talents. And they're coming in. And just as a last card, I will pull the Sacred Traveler card. They're saying that your energies are so bright and are so radiant that when you are passionate about doing what you love doing, there's no stopping you. So it's maybe time with Mercury retrograde to have some soul searching, review your life, and see what comes in. Your card that you got is in the flow. And what we're talking about is being in the flow. At the bottom, it's everything is smooth sailing. And just to finish off, I will read what Denise Lynn has to say. Love these cards about being in the flow. It's not always easy to let go of the shore of where you are or what you've done. However, this card is urging you to take a risk of what you've done and let go. When you're truly in the flow, you don't need to push or exert effort to make things happen. You can flow around any obstacle. If there's a situation in your life that isn't falling into place, let it go. It's not the right time. When you're in a state of flow, you aren't pushing the river to go faster. Enjoy the ride. If you aren't feeling the smooth current of life, it might mean that you're trying to control situations. The way to move into the flow is through gratitude and appreciation, by allowing others and, of course, Spirit, God, and the angels to support you and help you. That can't be any more clear. I hope that's been helpful for you, Tawanda, and I'm excited to see you being in the flow and how that's going to come in for you. Have a beautiful day.
Yes, my friend. Thank you so much, and you stay blessed.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. And that wraps our show up for today. Thank you to my callers. Thank you to everyone who's listening. Remember, Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Go out this week and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings, and I'll talk with you next week. Take care. Bye.